Thank you, Damian. Former State Senator Pat Wiggins, who represented the North Coast in the State Senate from 2006 until 2010, when she declined to run for re-election due to health issues, has died at the age of 73. Wiggins began her political career as a Santa Rosa City Council member and then served three terms in the State Assembly before winning election to the State Senate in 2006. Assemblymember Wes Chesbro issued a statement honoring Wiggins, and I quote, "Pat Wiggins was a powerful leader for her constituents and for all the people of California. Representing overlapping districts in the Assembly and State Senate, we were legislative partners who worked together to defend the coast, restore fisheries, and protect rural health care and education. Pat Wiggins leaves a lasting legacy that will touch the lives of every Californian for many years to come." Unquote. Search and rescue personnel from the Sheriff's Office are searching an area outside of Orleans for missing hiker and camper Ana Maria Rodriguez, who was reported missing by her family on Wednesday. Rodriguez had told her brother she planned on spending time camping and hiking in an area about 3 miles from Orleans, something she has done twice in the past. This time, however, she failed to show up at the designated meeting time, which was last Friday. Rodriguez took camping equipment, food, clothes, and a cell phone with her in May, although the cell phone has been turned off, either voluntarily or because of a technical problem like a dead battery. Rodriguez is an adult female, 5'5", 180 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Hoopa Valley Tribe has announced its opposition to the decision by federal Judge Lawrence O'Neill to halt the release of water from Trinity River dams, an injunction that stands until at least next Wednesday, August 21st. Hoopa tribal officials are concerned that a lack of water will lead to another fish kill on the Klamath and Trinity Rivers. Hoopa Tribal Chairman Danielle Vigil-Maston said in a statement that the 60-year-old agreements give tribal water rights a higher priority than Central Valley farmers, who filed a lawsuit to prevent the water release. Vigil-Maston went on to point out that the restraining order approved by Judge O'Neill represents immediate and irreparable harm to local fisheries and fish stocks. And CHP officers responded to a fatal traffic collision on Highway 36 in Bridgeville early Wednesday morning. 18-year-old Eureka resident Yesenia Negrete died after she was thrown from a vehicle driven by 22-year-old Marisol Vielmas of Fortuna. Officers determined that Vielmas, the driver who was headed westbound, lost control of the vehicle after Negrete and a second passenger, 16-year-old Eureka resident Anna Farias, got into an argument. That argument escalated, and Negrete pulled out a canister of pepper spray and sprayed Farias. That distracted Vielmas, who lost control of the truck, which crossed the double yellow line and overturned several times. Both Vielmas and Farias were wearing seatbelts, but Negrete was not, and she suffered fatal injuries. The collision remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Firefighters continue their battle with wildfires burning to the east. The latest complex of fires burning in the Trinity Alps, the Corral Fire, has now burned more than 2,500 acres, and the potential for growth of the fire is considered very high. The Corral Fire is burning in the area of the Megrim Fire that scorched the region in 1999 east of Hoopa. Fire crews are battling steep, rugged terrain and a fire that is burning from snag to snag and log to log, making it difficult to contain. Smoke from fires in both California and Oregon have led to unhealthy air alerts, and those susceptible to poor air quality are urged to limit outdoor activity. And Arcata police got an assist from the Eureka Police Department with the apprehension of two of three men wanted in connection with a robbery at a Valley West motel on Wednesday morning. The three suspects had engaged two victims who had rented a room at the motel. The suspects asked to purchase marijuana from the victims, but were told there was no marijuana to sell. While distracted by two of the suspects, the third entered the victim's room and began to steal belongings. That led to a fight, and all three suspects then fled the scene in a GMC truck. That truck was later spotted at Mid-City Motor World, and Eureka police were contacted. They arrived and arrested 25-year-old John Smith and Brian Newcomb of Hoopa, and both men were turned over to Arcata police and booked into jail on robbery charges. The third suspect, described only as a black male adult with dreadlocks known as Melvin, remains at large. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata police. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.